Good afternoon, students. Welcome to All Saints Secondary School e-learning platform. I am going to teach government for SS1. I am Mrs. Florence Iwanyawum, your government through CRK teacher. Our today's topic is going to be on Republican system. We are going to look at the meaning of Republican system and the period it had happened in Nigeria, the features, and, you know, the impact so far. Okay. A Republican system of government can be defined as a sovereign state headed by a president elected for a fixed term of office. I'll repeat. A Republican system of government can be defined as a sovereign state headed by a president elected for a fixed term of office. Unlike a monarchy system, succession to the office of head of state is non-hereditary, but elective. Okay, do you still remember what we did in monarchy system, especially constitutional monarchy? All right, in this system of government, the position to the position of head of state is electable. It is not hereditary. I want you to understand that. Okay, it is a representative democracy in which government is by the consent of the people. A representative democracy in which government is by the consent of the people. Nigeria so far has succeeded in operating Republican system. In fact, this May 29th, 2020, Nigeria recorded 21 years of uninterrupted democratic rule. 21 years of uninterrupted democratic rule. And I keep on wondering the difference, okay? I keep on wondering the difference. And when I was asked, someone asked me, what do I think? I said, the only significant thing I know is that Nigeria had succeeded in having a constitution instead of a decree. Yeah, okay, that's my thought, that Nigeria has succeeded in having constitution for 21 years instead of decree. But apart from that, every other thing that is happening right now is like that of a military dispensation. Okay, now remember that whenever we are mentioning military administration, you know, we are told that the worst civilian administration is better than the best military regime. Now, the reason for that is because an average military government does not respect fundamental human rights. Okay, now let's continue with our studies. Okay, Nigeria had her first republic in 1963 to 1966. The second was between 1979 to 1983. Now, the Second Republic, remember, was headed by Alhaji Shehu Shagari. Alhaji Shehu Shagari adopted presidential system of government from 1979 to 1983. Okay? And you know, it was supposed to have continued when there was an interruption in 1983 by General Muhammadu Buhari. He was the one that came in through a coup d'etat. All right? Okay. Now, apart from that, there might have been a third republic in 1993. But however, we say that 1993 June election is always being referred to as an aborted third republic because it never came to pass. A lot of things went wrong. A man called Chief MKO Abiola was deprived of his mandate. Okay? Probably you'll be hearing that Democracy Day is no longer going to be celebrated on May 29th. It's now going to be on June 12th and all that. And people keep on wondering, why? I mean, what is the big deal about celebrating democracy on June 12th? When even right now, those of them at the top are not ready to correct those anomalies. I mean, what is so wonderful about celebrating Nigerian Democracy Day on June 12th, when up till now, that which ate up June 12th is still there? Okay, Chief MKO Abiola was the winner of June 12th election, but his mandate was taken away from him by General Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida. His mandate was taken away from him. And that would have been the time Nigeria would have celebrated a third republic, but it is referred to as an aborted third republic. So whenever you are going through WAEC questions and answer, and you see an objective asking you to mention the year Nigeria had an aborted third republic, that is 1993, okay? And remember that the reason why it was referred to as an aborted third republic was because the mandate of Chief MKO Abiola was deprived of him. But that's not important. That's not the main thing. Okay. In the First Republic, Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe was elected as president, a ceremonial head of state in a parliamentary system of government. He was elected and he was a ceremonial head of state in a parliamentary system of government. Why was he referred to as a ceremonial head of state? Even if we know or we have been told of what parliamentary system is all about, you will understand that the one they were practicing as at that time was a kind of quasi parliamentary system because it was not fully practiced. The queen was still in charge and the queen was not even here, okay? Okay, she was there, you know, giving orders, ruling by proclamation, giving directives. So most of them at the top, as at that time, were performing like stooges. Okay, they were just the queen's stooges. Whatever she said, you know, they did. But for history's sake, you know, that's why we're repeating all this. In the Second Republic, 1979 to 1983, Alhaji Shehu Shagare, you know, was elected the president of the country as both head of state and head of government. Of course, you remember the definition of presidential system. That was the time Nigeria practiced presidential system. All right? Remember that under a presidential system, the president could be removed through impeachment. Is that okay? All right. Now, let's look at the features of Republican system. Now, before I go through the features of this system, I want you to understand that we say that we have a republic at the end of a dispensation. We mark a republic at the end of a political dispensation. Okay? Now let's look at the features of this system. We have number one, popular representation. Popular representation. It is a government based on popular representation. Different interests in the society are presented by elected representatives. That is what democracy should have been. That is what Republican system should have been. But with what is going on now, it is the survival of the fittest. Those of them at the helm of affairs cannot really beat their heart and say they were voted into office. Look at what happened in Imo State. Okay, that recently someone was arrested in Imo State that he referred to the governor as the Supreme Court governor. You know, it's somehow the man was arrested and detained. Why should he refer to the governor as a Supreme Court governor? Of course he is, because nobody voted him in. But under normal circumstances, nobody is supposed to be at the helm of affairs without the masses voting him or her there. Okay, another point is popular election. Popular election is another feature. Succession to different political offices is through popular election. A great feature, isn't it? Succession to different political offices is through popular election. In other words, people are not expected to gain offices through Supreme Court, or probably through knowing somebody that knew somebody that knew the head of state. No, that's not the proper way of doing it under the system. Another point is periodic elections. Periodic elections. Elections are usually periodic in some political system. It could be every 4 years or 5 years, as the case may be. What it means is that at the end of it, for example, the president came in 2015, okay, and he vied again in 2019. I'm not sure how he got there. I won't tell you he won the election. I'm not really sure, okay, but it's supposed to be after the end of expiration of the first term, the person will go for a second term, as the case of Nigeria. That means Republican system in Nigeria respects a period of 4 years. But remember that it is not compulsory for, you know, the leader to complete the 8 years. Some people bow out after the first term. That is expiration of 4 years, okay. Now, the next one is limitation to the exercise of power. Limitations to the exercise of power. Now, be it as it may that they were all elected in this system of government, they have limited powers because the Constitution serves as their guiding principle. It is the Constitution that limits their powers. All right? Are you following? Okay. Rule of law, that's another point. Rule of law. There is the supremacy of the Constitution, and the rulers must abide by its provisions. There is the supremacy of the Constitution, and rulers must abide by its provisions. In fact, that is exactly what makes democracy a wonderful one. Because rule of law could be said to be a constitutional doctrine that summarizes the supremacy and importance of the law. In fact, under rule of law, every citizen is supposed to be equal. But I can assure you that right now, some are more equal than the others. Okay? But you need to know. Maybe one day, God will help us to be equal. Okay, right now in United States of America, you know what is going on. A guy that was killed, okay, George, he was killed, you know, by the white police. They killed him. And if you watch the video, he didn't even resist arrest. And our people are all talking about it, but they have refused to talk about the ones that are happening here. Just last week, a young girl was raped in the church, Redeemed Christian Church in Benin. A young girl was raped to death. And people are not talking about it. The other time, 16-year-old girl was shot in Lagos by police. And so many of them. But you see, in developed society, they have a way of expressing their feelings. You see how the Americans are, you know, expressing their dismay about the killing of this man. How they have been demonstrating, you know, using the phrase, I can't breathe and all that. But here in Nigeria, even the media, you were expecting the media to talk about it. Some of them hardly talk because their status are being threatened and stuff like that. You know, until we have a kind of society that will condemn evil, we will still be where we are. So rule of law might not even, you know, stand if we don't know our rights or if we are not ready to do the right thing. Okay. We have political responsibility. The political leaders must be responsive and accountable to the people they are representing. The political leaders must be responsive and accountable to the people they are representing. It is not all about being elected. Being elected is not the case. Even when the person gets himself in that position, he or she is expected to live up to the people's expectations. Okay. Now, the last but not the least, term of office. Leaders can only hold office for a fixed term or during good behavior. Okay. They could be reelected again. It is very, very self-explanatory. When people go for a first term, at the expiration of their first term in Nigeria, which is 4 years, they could be re-elected again. That is if they did well. But whereby they are found wanting, definitely nobody will vote them in again. Okay, we're stopping here for now today. I hope you have understood the meaning of Republican system, and I'm sure you must have learned when Nigeria had a first and second republic and aborted third republic respectively. And please, I would want you to read it up so that you get it better. In our next class, we are going to look at military system of government. Okay, it has not been easy, I know, but God willing, very soon, I think, we'll be coming back. Okay. Take care of yourselves and stay safe.